Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if at any time you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know that, folks, we are out right now in Rapid City. We did radio yesterday, drove 9 hours after that, got into the west side of the state of South Dakota, again, Rapid City, where we're going to be with America's Constitutional Sheriff, Richard Mack, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. tonight, 5:30 to 9 p.m. tonight. This is at 1721 North La Crosse, Rapid City, South Dakota, 1721 La Crosse, Rapid City, South Dakota. We are at a hotel, and folks, I got to tell you, I'm having a kind of a hard time figuring out what the name of that hotel is, though I'm staying in that hotel. But I can tell you this, folks, the way they welcomed us last night was pretty cool. You kind of felt like a bit of a rock star, but of course you don't take that accolade under yourself because we're not that stupid here. That all belongs to the Christ. But I do want to show you a picture of how we were treated when we came in last night. So when we got to the hotel at the Grand Gateway Hotel, this was what the sign stated. Welcome, Sheriff Mack, December 1st, and Bradley Dean. And I got to tell you, folks, that is first class, and what a way to treat your guests. And, again, we're going to be here tonight from 5:30 to 9 p.m. tonight, 5:30 to 9 p.m. tonight. If you're interested in coming out, please do. Again, don't be late. They're expecting a lot of people. I can tell you, since Joe Biden has been in office once again, friends, every event that we have virtually done has been packed. As a matter of fact, the one that we just did in Albert Lea, Minnesota, I don't think that they could have had any more people pack into the place that they had at that hotel out at the Ramada in Albert Lea, Minnesota. So anyways, with that said, friends, we are in Rapid City, South Dakota. We're also going to be over at that of Yankton, South Dakota, and that will be on the 4th. And if you'd like to check out, friends, our schedule, please go over to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's schedule at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over there, friends, and when you go over there, go to the right side of the page. You will find social media platforms. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Also jump on over to beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page, top left side of the page. There we are. Again, one more time, if you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We are set up for Comrac. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, I've got a lot to cover again, as usual. It's the fastest hour on radio. As you well know, they say this all over the country. We're broadcasting into 153 cities, into America even now, as well as 53 countries. And, oh, yes, P.S., thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different shows. Only you can do that. But the reason I bring this up, Prince, is we have much to cover. We're going to be talking about how a news anchor during a conservative interview, again, on Fox News, which, by the way, for the most part, there's very little difference between that and the worst that you can come up with, let's say MSNBC, so on and so forth. There's very little difference. But she went off and she told the American people what we've been telling the American people here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com for a long time. In making comparisons to Adolf Hitler's 1930s, I'm absolutely humored as to how people continuously say, Bradley, why are you staying on this topic? Because here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends, the morning show and the afternoon show were led by the Spirit of God. We are not here, friends, to entertain you out of your freedoms. We are staying on the cutting edge, and we are going in for the juggler when it comes to injustice, because we know that justice guards our liberties. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Amos 5, 15, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 9, 16, and 17. Read those, friends. I'm not just throwing them out there because it's a good idea to throw them out there. But truly, friends, if you're looking for the resolve here, it's found in justice. Injustice is what we're missing here. And the reason there's injustice is because most people don't know their past. And what this news anchor did, friends, she equated Anthony Fauci to the SS officer, the angel of death, Mr. Mengele. And again, how many times have we covered this? The conservatives are finally starting to catch on to what the Holy Ghost has been leading us onto for years here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. As a matter of fact, I challenge you to go back 17 years of radio and show us where we have missed it. When you're being led by the Holy Ghost, friends, you're not going to miss it. It's just that simple. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Romans 8:14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And that's who we are led by here. I want to get over to some information before we get over to our main topic. And then I also want to get over to some information, friends, that we've got concerning an email here. But I want to show you this first, because this is pretty crazy. There's a lot of forecasting going on during the foundation or after the foundation of this country. And when we got back into the 1900s, friends, we were given cartoons that warned us how the bad guys may attempt to take over the world. And I want you to see this for yourselves as to what you are going to behold on social media platforms. This is a cartoon from the early 1900s, not the 1700s, not the 1800s, but the 1900s, when it was available through video and on the big screen to show and teach and educate, and in a bad way, propagate and promulgate propaganda on a major scale to indoctrinate. So I want you to see this video. It's an early warning cartoon, how to take the world over, or how to take over the world. Check this out, friends. Pay attention to the details. Flood newspapers and radio with death. Shut down shops and churches.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Media.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. We're going to be with America's constitutional sheriff, and his name is Richard Mack. We start at 5:30 tonight. We go till 9. If you want to know where we are at in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out Bradley's schedule. Now, I was just showing you a video that was created at the beginning I should say more so at the turn of the century, more so than anything else. And what I want to do is I'm going to pull the audio away on this one, and I just want to kind of narrate it as we go through. But again, I want you to remember that this video was made at the turn of the century, the 19th going into the 20th century, friends. And so we were warned every step of the way as to what may become of this country if we don't pay attention to the warning signs. Okay, Ezekiel 33, check that out, verse 3, when you get a moment. But this is an early warning cartoon, how to take over the world. And I'm going to commentate through it. And as we do so, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the audio. How to take over the world is what it's called. And what they're doing is basically a guy that's a black devil going through spraying to introduce a weaponized influenza, okay? This is 100 and some years old, friend. Flood newspapers and deaths with radio with death, continuously remind the people of how many people are dying, just created out of thin air. Shut down shops and churches, this cartoon said. Again, talking about how to take over the world, shut down shops. Shut down churches, basically scare the people into submission, use law enforcement to basically browbeat dissenters or dissenters or those that would refuse or defy government, parade the sick and the dead, show the world all the people that have died from their alleged created virus. Remember, the ones that are creating the chaos are the ones that are attempting to bring in a new world order. So consider the source here, friends, what's to fill in the jam. I can give you the answer. And friends, they're basically showing you how to immunize or get vaccinated. And without that, you're going to end up in a casket. That's what this cartoon is portraying right now. And it's just really very telling as to how this was forecasted a long, long time ago. And it's exactly what they're doing today, friends. Okay? It's exactly what they're doing today. Now, we have some good news. I'm not a gloom and doomer here, but it says inject. It says, I'm going to go back just a little bit. It just said it's going really quick here. Inject a vaccine to sterilize. Okay. It said to inject a vaccine to sterilize the work site and euthanize the old. Okay. That's what this cartoon portrayed over 120 years ago. And then it shows a needle of a syringe going into the butt of these little cartoon characters. Remember, the name of the cartoon is How to Take Over the World, okay? I want you to see how this has all been forecasted, friends, for decades. The people who own the banks now own the hospitals. This is their plan to own, and that's exactly it. You, that's the end of the commercial. That's the end of the cartoon, I'm sorry. That's the end of the cartoon. So, again, friends, just showing you how much of this has been what's the word I want to say? All foretold, all foreplanned concerning what is in fact happening even now in this country. I do want to say this. I'm pulling up new information here, and I'm doing my best to pull the my availability for the screen to show on social media platforms as well. But, friends, there is good things happening right now. We're seeing that the federal judge just blocked vaccine mandates nationwide to protect healthcare workers across America. Now, I got to say this because it bothers me tremendously, and hopefully it bothers anybody with a conscience out there. Has anybody paid attention to the fact that many of these doctors and these nurses that were administering these kill shots, these experimental jabs, isn't it interesting how for a year and a half, they had no problem. They were completely left alone, but they were the ones that were administering shots to their neighbors, all the while knowing the dangers of the experimental jabs. Now, I'm not going to say people can't make their own choices. Absolutely, they can do so when it comes to these experimental jabs. But we have to give them the truth of the matter when it comes to these experimental jabs. Now, what am I saying? And why am I saying that? I'm saying that, friends, for the very purpose that all of a sudden when the doctors and nurses that were administering all of these shots to the public at large, now that they're under attack, all of a sudden here comes all this major defiance taking place, not just in America, but across the globe. If you're one of those doctors or nurses that was okay to administer a shot that you all the well knew just may take their life, why was it okay for you to administer it to them, but when it came back at you and that same government now told you, you're going to get one as well, why is it only then did you have a problem with what the government was doing? That bothers me tremendously. And I want to tell you, if you're one of those doctors or nurses that was a part of giving the kill shot, not only should you be ashamed of yourself, but you better seek the face of God concerning your particular situation, because you were and are in fact accomplices of those that suffered adverse side effects from these kill shots and or death. You were directly interposing to give the kill shots to innocent people. And again, you had no problem with it until all of a sudden that government all of a sudden turned on you. That is the worst of men, and there is the problem with this country all the well and all along in this country. And it sickens me to the core, to say the least, friends, why people are so apt to just go along with everything until it's a law unto themselves. They're totally fine that if it's someone else suffering the abuse of government, they're totally okay with it. But it better not be me, because if you come after me, you're going to have a problem on your hands. What happens to, by the way, that is a sign of judgment. The love of many waxes cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. What's the fulfilling of the law? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They don't have the law of God written in their hearts. They don't have the love of God, Matthew 22:37. They don't have the love of God shed abroad in their hearts, Romans 5:5. My goodness, friends, quit deceiving yourself. I want to show you another piece here, and this just happens to be none other than Joe Biden. And I want you to listen, because it coincides exactly with what I'm talking about even now. And I want you to listen to this, because, again, here is Joe Biden. Here is Joe Biden. And I want you to listen to what he has to say here, friends, because, again, it applies to all of us. Listen carefully.
Here we go. Men title. Well, I'm going to read it all.
Okay. If you didn't catch that, friends, Joe Biden, like Nancy Pelosi, said I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to sign it. Do you remember when they used that narrative from Nancy Pelosi? By the way, they're exempt from all of this. Your representatives have exempted themselves from the consequences of the bills that they're trying to pass to strip you of your God-given rights. But do you remember when Nancy Pelosi, concerning Obamacare, she said, let's just pass it, and then we'll read what's inside of it. Well, that's exactly what criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden just got done doing, friends. He said, I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to sign it. It reminds me of the American people that don't know the Constitution, that don't take the time to know the Word of God and the Constitution. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to trust them to do what they do. Well, the fact of the matter is that's why people are being destroyed. You know, the Bible tells us if we despise instruction, you destroy your own soul. And it's exactly right. You can bring that over to the book of Proverbs and to the book of Hosea, chapter 4, 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The president, the said president, he's not my president, but the said president of the United States of America just said, friends, that he doesn't care, or he's not going to take the time to read all of it, but he's just going to go ahead and sign it. Is this bothersome to anybody, friends? I hope it bothers all of you, because this is how you're being ruled. You know, obviously, you're being ruled, friends, by a bunch of tyrants, bureaucrats that are not ruled by law, as you well know, because they think that they're a law unto themselves. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're going to continuously run down the same lane as long as you keep allowing them to do the things they're doing today. Now, I got a hard break coming up on me, but what I want to do when I come back is I want to go over to a interview where a journalist said, well, she was spot on as to what she said. And I'm going to let you watch it, and I'm going to let you hear it for yourself. But she declared that doctors across the world are comparing Anthony Fauci to Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele. They called him the angel of death. She said there's no justification for what is being done concerning COVID restrictions. Absolutely not. And now in America, you're beginning to understand, because the judges are educating the people in this country, that in fact there is no constitutional provision for your said representative, regardless of what state you're in, to usurp or to assume authority that's never been given to them, to create an executive order that runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Folks, I'm talking about what's going on in your country today. Judges, once again, are educating the American people to the very things that we have been sharing with you over the last 2.5 years concerning this pandemic.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the economy is on the minds of many, President Biden says you have more money in your pocket thanks to him.
Wages are up. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've delivered significant tax cuts for families raising kids. Tax cuts and rising wages for middle-class families mean Americans on average have about $100 more in their pockets every month.
Biden adding every country in the world is grappling with high prices as they recover from the pandemic. The Michigan school shooter allegedly knocked on doors acting as a sheriff in an attempt to lure students. A terrifying cell phone video shows kids huddled in a classroom with a person right outside posing as a police officer, yelling it's safe to come out. The kids and teacher didn't believe him and quickly fled through the classroom windows to safety. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Omicron coronavirus variant is in the United States. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, confirming the variant in a California case, saying the patient is vaccinated and quarantined. Fauci adding that the man traveled from South Africa and has experienced mild symptoms, the NIH veteran saying it was only a matter of time before the variant emerged in the United States. Both pro-choice and pro-life protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court as the justices heard oral arguments regarding Mississippi's pro-life law that bans abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Speaking at the pro-life protest, Mississippi AG Lynn Fitch says overturning Roe v. Wade is about protecting mothers and unborn children.
Thank you for demonstrating hope for a better tomorrow, for the love and the compassion that we have for the women and their children who deserve better than abortion.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what I want to do is I just want to bring you over to the video so you can watch it for yourself and understand to the degree as to what's taking place and the conversations that doctors are having on a global basis. They are now comparing. They are now comparing Anthony Fauci to that of Mr. Joseph Mengele. Mengele, folks, his name is said so many different ways. You can say it how you want to say it, literally. They called him the angel of death. His heinous crimes being committed on human beings was unthinkable, but that's how they operate. And doctors are seeing history being repeated here. And the conversation that they're having is the one that I'm about ready to share with you right now. And I want you to hear it for yourself concerning, again, what is being talked about amongst the doctors. Now, this is an interview with that of Fox News and Laura Logan. And, again, I'm going to do my best to make sure you can hear this at GCN. If you can go ahead and turn this up a bit, that would be fantastic. But I want you to go ahead and check out this conversation in this interview that took place on Fox News and who she compared Anthony Fauci to, friend.
So in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering, that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
And there's no justification for what is being done, she said. Folks, how do you make this up? How do you make this up? Why is everybody, listen, I'm not even going to say the guy's name. But there's a guy recently, friends, and you'd know his name if I said. He's just a filthy, filthy soul, and I'm not going to give him any airtime in any sense of the word. But he was just making comments concerning the current administration as being a bunch of Gestapos. Of course they are. The FBI and the CIA, what do you think they are? Folks, did you forget about what Harry Truman said, the president, back in the 50s, said of that of the CIA? He said he had nothing to do with the CIA. He called it the American version of the Gestapo. He said he would have had nothing to do with it had he known it was the American version of the Gestapo. Folks, when you look at the FBI, look at who used the FBI for his own political gain to control corrupt politicians. More than Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover. Folks, the FBI is as unconstitutional as the CIA is. And let me ask you something. Why are they using the FBI and the CIA, speaking of the American version of the Gestapo, why are they raiding organizations such as Project Veritas? Hey, folks, if that doesn't tell you who they're working for, nothing will. And I don't know that anybody can help you at this point. Why would they raid the likes of, speaking again of the American version of the Gestapo, when I'm talking about the FBI and how it's being used, and the CIA? Why would they use those organizations to attack an organization, or I'm sorry, those agencies to attack an organization such as that of Project Veritas? Because they're exposing the crimes of those that they work for. That's why. Let me say that again. They're exposing the crimes of those that they work for. That's why. Again, common sense does come into play here, right? I just want to make sure. But folks, what's absolutely astounding here is in America, and I got to say this because it really bothers me. In America, knowing all of this that's going on in their own country, you know what the American people are doing, friends? They feel a little reprieve right now because they see the judges are standing up now and educating the people again. Well, which, by the way, if you look in the state of Michigan, the judges educated the people there not once but twice and told the people in the state of Michigan that what Governor Whitmer was doing, she's a criminal from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She was installed into that position to war against the people that she claims to represent. But the Supreme Court told the people in the state of Michigan, not once but twice, that she had no lawful authority. So instead of seeking impeachment and prosecution concerning of Governor Whitmer, you know what the people did after they were educated by the judges? Not all of them, but a good portion of them. You know what they did? They kept wearing their mask in obedience to the tyrant rather than the obedience to the law that keeps them free if they adhere to it. I've said it before. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? Jonah 2:8 comes to mind. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You know where the American people are, all the while knowing all that which is going on in their country, friends? They're not out in the streets in the hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, like they are in France and Germany and Belgium and Australia and in Paris and in Israel or the UK. No, they're not. No, they're not on the streets. You know where the American people are, friends? They're back at the football games calling Joe Biden names. I want to tell you this. And if there's one thing that gets me, it is just this. You are inviting the tyrants to come to your front doors. Amos 6:3. If you fail to deal with the wicked, they will be at your front door. The American people, they're back at the football game. They think everything's okay. Let me say this. Can you imagine the 70,000 or the 80,000 people in every city across the country, which, by the way, is complete idolatry. It's a perfect sign of coming judgment upon a nation, Jeremiah 11:13, that refuses to acknowledge the God of Israel. According to Scripture, not according to the hireling in the pulpit, friends, John 10:12. But if there's one thing that gets me, it's just that. Can you imagine going full circle? Can you imagine 70 to 80,000 people in every city across the country standing up in defiance and demanding justice upon the heads of those that have been warring against themselves for the last 2 years in this country through this created crisis called the pandemic? And by the way, it should come as no surprise that they're creating another crisis on top of this crisis. But the reason they're doing that right now, friends, is because they're becoming desperate. But going back to the American people, justice guards our liberties, right? Isaiah 51:4, right? Isaiah 26:9, right? Right? Psalm 97, yep. You that love the Lord hate evil and love the good, right? Can you imagine all of those people in every city across the country? Do you know how fast we could correct the issues in our country? You wouldn't be making an appeal. Your corrupt governor playing games with the Supreme Court injustices. They wouldn't be making an appeal about abortion saying, you know, we hope that the Supreme Court comes up with the right decision concerning the protection of life. 62 million people have been murdered in the womb. Babies. Proverbs 6:17 stands in direct contrast to God's commandments, thou shalt not kill. But the best that you have is a corrupt governor now trying to appease you and saying, you know, we're going to try to stop this abortion going on in this country. And then what do? They make an appeal to an Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan, for those that don't know, was installed by Barack Obama and confirmed by your senators, by the way, in the black of night without your notice. Alina Kagan is a radical lesbian who has never judged a case a day in her life. Yet during the break, you heard how the appeal was being made from the governor to that corrupt devil. This is what you put up with. This is what the American people put up with. And what happens? They keep getting heavier judgments. They're out at the football games rejoicing over a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball in tight. That matters more to them than righting the wrongs. I want to say this. You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. This is called daring the justice of God. Yes, there's good things happening right now. But it's not enough until the people that have perpetuated this crime since the very beginning. You want to talk about draining the swamp? That's going to have to happen from the American people. Because they're all protecting themselves, as you well know. But until justice falls upon the heads of the wicked, which is every single governor in this union, until judgment falls upon their heads, nothing is going to be righted. If you give them a pass, you can rest assured it's going to fall more severe on your children's heads. It's going to fall more severely on your children's heads. We have the time today to do the right thing. We have the freedom today to do the right thing. And I got to ask everybody that understands the price paid on Calvary and in the natural concerning our veterans. I've just seen a couple today. Went out of my way and told them thank you very much because they went out of their way to fight, bleed, and in many cases die to give me the freedoms that I have today. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Until people understand that freedom is not free, this is going to go on. Yes, there's good news happening today, friends. But the fact of the matter is we better see it all the way through because if not, this is going to continue on. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I make much reference to Scripture because it's what bubbles up in heart. It's called the giftings of the Holy Ghost. I'm a discerner is what I am. And I'm not talking about trying to make myself something that I'm not. No. First of all, I want to say I did not apply for this job. I'm merely responding to it because I love the one that gave me the call because I see what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, John 3:16. But I was just talking about Amos 6:3, and I want you guys to understand the severity of it, because if you remember rightly, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John talks much of this. As a matter of fact, I'm almost through the whole New Testament again over the last, I think, 3 weeks here, and I just started the book of Matthew once again, and I just love gobbling up the gospel, but I love the Old Testament as well, and I love the apostles, and I love the prophets. The prophets are my favorite, and that's what I adhere to, namely Amos. And I was bringing up the point that Jesus in the New Testament warned the people in Luke 13:34 that you refuse to hear my warnings. And because you refuse to hear my warnings, this is what's going to happen. And 40 years later, he was exactly right because he's seen what was coming up 40 years down the line. Those that were saying, your blood be upon us, well, guess what, friends? They reap the curse. But Jesus warned them. 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, Calvary, Fox's Book of Martyrs shares with us that over 1,100,000 of those people that said, crucify him, let his blood be upon us. Oh, and let me add Luke 19:15, where they also said, we have no king but our favorite politician, Caesar, during that particular time, which we were warned about in Mark 8:15. It's interesting that those individuals were crucified to the walls of Jerusalem 40 years later. You see, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19, that I believe it's verse 11, by them thy servant is warned. And when you look at Scripture over and over and over again, namely the prophets were always there to warn what was up and coming. Again, not trying to add anything to myself. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. I'm just, this is what's going through me even now. And I can tell you right now, friends, people are tampering with the mercy of God in this country again. And they, without fail, always resort back to their favorite politicians, their favorite preachers, their favorite pastimes. They do everything but what they should do, and that is go to the cross of Christ and repent before God and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Matthew 4, 17. Read those. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Acts 2, 38. And over and over and over again, friends, people refuse to hear it. Do you remember when, as a matter of fact, Jesus was going to the cross and all the women, he was being judged for his innocence. He was being judged for nothing he did to violate God's moral law, but everything to uphold it. Romans 3:31, Matthew 5, I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And isn't it interesting that the women, they looked at him and they were crying as Jesus was going up to the cross. The truth was being crucified. John 14:6, John 8:32. And as he was going to the cross, he turned around as he was bearing the cross to go to Golgotha, Calvary. There's several names for it. And what's interesting to note is he turned around and he looked at those women that were crying for him. And he said, don't cry for me. He said, cry for yourselves. He said, because if you'll allow them to do this with all the truth that you have today and still the power to right the wrongs, imagine, he said, if they'll do this in a green tree, is what he said, imagine what they'll do in a dry tree when all that's stripped away from you. Then you'll be judged. So as we're thinking that Jesus went up to the cross to die for the sins of the world, which he did, the cross is twofold, God's hatred for sin and God's love for mankind through the sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. But what's interesting to know, friends, is he turned and looked at them and said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. When I was just making reference to that of Amos 6:3, I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm talking about. Because I went over there during the break, and I thought, you know, I make reference to it, I need to just read it. And there's so many different translations as to what I want you to hear, but I want you to listen carefully. That's what Amos 6:3 says. It tells us that in King James, you that put far away the evil day, it'll never happen here. Everything will be okay, right? The Bible tells us that you caused the seed of violence to come near. The New King James Version tells us, whoa, that's a curse. Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who caused the seed of violence to come near. Why does the seed of violence come near? Because the people fail to deal with those that are bringing the violence towards them and to them. It's not enough. As I shared with you yesterday, friends, how many times has Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and the WHO and the CDC and Joe Biden and the past administration and the administration before that and the administration that preceded that, going all the way back to the 50s and early 60s, how many times has the corruption been exposed in this country, Ephesians 5:11, where the church has failed to respond to it? Let me ask you something, friends. How is it that you're okay with it? If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, you get where I'm coming from. You're frustrated with the lack thereof as well. What is it that you don't understand? Do you not understand that you are drawing the terrorists, government by intimidation? That's who the terrorists are. That's the original definition of terrorism. Oxford's English Dictionary. Government by intimidation. You are causing the terrorists to cause more terror day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, and decade after decade, and century after century. Do you not understand, oh, you who put a far away the day of disaster, that you are responsible for bringing the seed of violence nigh unto yourselves? I mean, it's like a man standing there, armed to the hilt, and watching a criminal take shots at him and failing to respond. I mean, folks, this reminds me of an analogy that was given of a merciful captain of a ship. The merciful captain was being shot at. He was under attack by the opposing evil forces. But because the captain was so merciful, he gave them a pass. So it came that the evil went away. And then all of a sudden here comes another ship filled with evil people. To do what? Again, to assail the merciful captain's ship and all of his people aboard. But because the captain was so merciful, not understanding what mercy is, because if he understood mercy, he would have dealt with the bad guy, showing mercy to the innocent that was aboard his ship. That is the mercy of God. Understand it. The cross of Jesus Christ is the mercy of God to the repentant, 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 10, 7, 10, and 11. So all of a sudden, going back to the merciful captain, the evil goes away one more time. But again, a third time, here comes the evil aboard their ship, assailing the merciful captain's ship. This reminds me, this is reflective of the American people today. What happens the third time? The third time, the evil prevailed against the merciful captain. And his ship and all the people aboard sunk. Why? Because the captain didn't understand what mercy was really all about. He didn't understand that mercy was given to a repentant people, not to those that continuously assail in an evil fashion, warring against God and his creation. Common sense tells us, people, that we deal with the corrupt, that we deal with the wicked, and until we understand what I just told you, which is found in Isaiah 26:9, nothing's going to change. Is it time for the American people to change? Because what we see today in this country, friends, is reflective of the people that tolerate corruption in their government. Did you sign up for what you see in D.C.? Did you sign up for what you see in state governments? I didn't. And by the way, when they look at the U.S. Constitution, it's common sense right there to tell you, friends, nobody signed up for it, not even our forefathers. But I can hear those of our forefathers rolling over in their graves now asking the American people, their posterity, 244 years later, what is it that you don't understand through our example that we gave when we wrote the Declaration of Independence? We didn't tolerate what Americans are tolerating today. Let me remind you, America, it's time for us to take our rightful places as Christian patriots, first and foremost. Love you in all sincerity by telling you the truth that makes men free. The fact.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.